Welcome to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange. Today's topic is, you've got Web Mailbox, a new feature in WebSphere Partner Gateway version 6.2. Today's presenters are Sonali Samaterai and IG Rudro. Sonali currently serves as the test lead for WebSphere Partner Gateway. She has more than 5 years of experience in IBM with expertise in product areas of adapters, WebSphere Portal Server, and WebSphere Partner Gateway. She leads the integration testing of WebSphere Partner Gateway with other products such as WebSphere Process Server, WebSphere Message Broker, and WebSphere Transformation Expander. She is certified as IBM DB2 Associate and IBM SOA Associate. IG joined the WebSphere Partner Gateway USL2 team in November 2006. She brought experience from AIX and LAN server technical support and AIX IBM Director in storage area network testing. She is certified as AIX System Administrator, Microsoft Certified Professional Plus Internet, and Red Hat Technician. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Sonali and Aichi.
Hi everyone, this is Aichi Budo. I will start the presentation. Let's go to slide number 2. Thank you for coming to the webcast of You Have Got Web Mailbox. This new feature in WPG has been enabled in WPG 6.2 since 6.3. Let's go to slide number 3. In this presentation, we will introduce the function and the configuration of Web Mailbox. Basically, there are 4 parts in the configuration. Enabled it at the hub level. Enabled it at the partner level. And next, enable the Web Mailbox receiver. And finally, creating a Web Box gateway for the external partner. After the introduction of the function and configuration, we'll show how the Web Mailbox is in action. We will conclude the presentation with a summary. Let's move on to slide number 4. We'll start with the details of this function. Let's go to slide number 5. This feature is available since WPG 6.2 6.3. I know this gives the users from WPG 6.0, 6.1, 6.1.1 even more incentive to upgrade to 6.2 just so you can access this wonderful function. The advantage of this feature is to enable external partners with supported browsers to participate in B2B integration. In other words, we are offering some B2B capability for WPG 6.2 6.3 customers, actually 6.3 and above customers, to do transactions with their external partners who do not, let me repeat, do not have a formal B2B application with infrastructure to make it happen. This feature will allow you to include trading partners with a smaller operational scale. Please note here that the feature will work with supported browsers only. This new Web Mailbox provides 4 facilities: the inbox, download, outbox, and upload. The inbox lists set of documents received from various internal partners. Download is a facility to download the received documents. The outbox lists set of documents routed. And upload is a facility to upload or route documents. Okay, let's move on to the next slide, slide number 6. Now we're going to start with the enabling at the hub level. Go to 7, please. For an external partner to make use of the web mailbox feature, the hub administrator has to provide permissions. So the step number one here is you log on to the WPG console as a hub admin. Now let's move to slide number 8. The next few slides, I'm going to have screenshots for you, and I will pause for maybe extra couple seconds just so you will have a chance to look around and get comfortable with the screen layout and not feel like we're rushing you around, okay? And on this slide, the step number 2, you will navigate to the hub admin and choose console configuration and then permissions. From there, enable the inbox and outbox. This is a one-time activity for hub admin. Now let's go to slide number 9. Next, we'll talk about enabling it at partner level. First, we start with the hub level. Now we're going to move on to partner level. Let's go to slide number 10. Basically, there are 6 steps for this. You log on to the console as a hub administrator, then create an external partner. Next, in the groups page for external partner, click View Permissions icon for the newly created group. You select Read Write for inbox and outbox, then create a new user. And in the memberships page, assign the user to the group. You will find this very similar to any user group account management. We're following similar logic here. Let's look at some screenshots here. Let's go to slide number 11. We'll log on to the console as a hub admin. Let's go to slide number 12. This one has a little bit more meat. We'll create an external partner here. Go to slide number 13. Here, we have step 3. In the groups page of the external partner, click View Permissions icon. It's going to be the key looking kind of icon for the newly created group. And please note here, you will start with, if you look on this screenshot, you will start with the administrator to enable the inbox and outbox. When you're done with that, then do it for the web user. Let's go to slide number 14, please. Okay, from here, you select the rewrite for inbox and outbox. And you notice them at the end of the page, inbox and outbox. Let's go to slide number 15. Step 5, you'll create a new user for the external partner here. Let's go to slide 16. Finally, in the membership page, you will assign the user to the group. So with what we just stepped through, we finished the enabling of the feature from the partner level. So let's move on to slide 17. I'm turning the presentation to my co-presenter, Sonali, to guide you through the rest of the configuration. And she will show you how the feature is in action. Thank you.
Thank you, Aichi. Hello, everyone. I'm Sonali, and I'll be taking you through the next slide, which will focus on enabling web mailbox receiver. Can we move to slide number 18? Okay, so the first thing we are going to see here is how to enable Webbox receiver. Now, after you install WPG 6.2, FixPack 3, or later versions, Webbox receiver is created under HubAdmin receivers page, as shown in the screenshot in this slide. Now, with the first use, Webbox receiver is in disabled state, as marked in the screenshot present in this slide. The user has to enable this receiver in order to use it. Please note that the receiver is system created and cannot be deleted. I'll pause here for a couple of seconds for you to have a look at the screenshot. Moving on to slide number 19. For the external partner, which was created earlier in this presentation, we need to create a Webbox destination. As shown in the screenshot in this slide, provide a destination name and select the transport as Webbox Gateway. You need to provide a folder name as well. These folder names are nothing but views that you can use for categorizing the messages. For instance, if you're receiving messages from trading partner XYZ, you can name the folder as XYZ. If you're receiving messages from a trading partner ABC, you can create a Webbox destination with folder name ABC. Now, once the destination is created, set this destination as the default to the external partner, or in case if there are multiple destinations defined for this external partner, you can set the destination to this at the connection level. As many Webbox gateways can be created as required under respective external partners. I'll pause for a couple of seconds for you to have a look at the configuration shown in the screenshot. Moving on to slide number 20. Now, for any valid B2B interaction, an internal partner needs to be created. So this screenshot shows how to create an internal partner. Moving on to slide number 21. In this session, we'll transact binary documents. However, you can transact EDI documents with this feature as well. The first thing we need to do is to create a none-to-binary interaction for this flow. To create the interaction, navigate to HubAdmin, Hub Configuration, Document Definition, click on Manage Interactions, and then on Create Interaction. Select Pass-Through from Action List and save the configuration. An important thing to note here is this feature is only supported for none packaging. The interaction from none to binary is created and as shown in the screenshot in this slide. Moving on to slide number 22. Now, once the partners are created, set up B2B capabilities as non-binary for both internal partner and external partner, as shown in the screenshot present in the slide. Moving on to slide number 23. We need to create a destination for internal partner as well. This slide shows to create a file destination for internal partner. And after this destination is created, set this as default destination for internal partner. Moving on to the next slide, that is slide number 24. Next step is to enable the connection from external partner to internal partner, as shown in the slide. Moving on to slide number 25. In the upcoming slides, we'll see the usage of WebMailbox feature. Next slide, 26. Now we need to log into the console as an external partner user. To upload or send files to the internal partner, we need to log in as the user with the username MyUser, which we created earlier in this presentation, and its corresponding password, which was created for the external partner. Moving on to slide number 27. Next step is to navigate to Account Admin, Profiles, Outbox page, and click on Send File link. The first field which we see here is File. Enter the name of the file residing in your local directory along with its path. You can also use the Browse button to select the file. Next one is Send To. Select the partner to whom you want to send the message from the drop-down. Next is Document Type. Select the document type from the drop-down. Then click on Send. Once you click on Send button, file is submitted for processing. The user has to click on the outbox list to view the business document status. I'll pause here for a couple of seconds for you to have a look at the screenshot in this slide. Moving on to the next slide, slide number 28. In the Outbox page of the console, you can search for documents available in your Outbox. In addition, you can also monitor the status of the documents in Outbox. From this page, you can perform the tasks as listed in the slide. Search for documents in the Outbox using search filter. From the search results, click to download the document. View the status of the sent document. Select a particular document and click Resend to resend documents to the partner. Perform stop and delete actions on the document in process or fail state. Stop will stop the document from further processing, and delete will remove the document from the outbox. Click Send Files to go to the Send Files page. Moving on to the next slide, slide number 29. This slide shows the screenshot of the messages in the outbox list in different status. Moving on to slide number 30. Now, Inbox page lists the various documents sent by partners using WebBox. From this page, you can perform the tasks as listed in the slide. Search for documents using search filter. From the search results, click Download Document to download the received document. This page has the fields as listed, sent by, folder name, and results per page. Send by in the search criteria, enter the name of the partner. For folder name, in case you have stored the incoming documents in different folders, select the folder from the drop-down. Results per page, the number of rows contained in a single search results view is determined by this field. The search results has the information of the received documents as listed in the slide. Sent by is the partner who sent the document. Document name is the name of the received document. Document type, the type of the received document. Timestamp, the date and time on which this document was received. Moving on to the next slide, slide number 31. Now, this slide shows a screenshot of the documents sent by the internal partner to the external partner. For the inbox view, what you need to do is have a connection enabled and send a document from internal partner to external partner with a Webbox gateway defined as a destination for the external partner. I'll pause you for a couple of seconds for you to have a look at the screenshot. Moving on to the next slide, slide number 32. The next topic on agenda is to provide some highlights of this presentation and some important points about the web mailbox feature. Moving on to slide number 33. So in this session, we learned about necessity of web mailbox feature, configuring web mailbox receiver and gateway, uploading files and sending it to the internal partner, and how to enable permissions at different levels. Now, some important points to note here are, you can send a maximum of 10 MB document to the internal partners. It can be more or less based on the network, browser, and memory. You cannot delete Webbox receiver. You cannot send EDI or XML documents over a binary channel. You can send EDI documents over an EDI channel. And only non-packaging is supported for this feature. Moving on to the next slide, slide number 34. This feature is surely a delight for the small players who don't want to bother about the infrastructure setup. We hope the presentation has given you a fair understanding on web mailbox feature. This concludes this presentation. However, I have some additional Websphere product resources for you on the next slide. Moving on to the next slide, slide number 35. This chart includes links to a number of sites that provide valuable online resources for Websphere products. Visit the Websphere Support Technical Exchange site to learn more about upcoming Websphere Support Technical Exchange webcasts like the one you attended today and access previously recorded presentations. DeveloperWorks offers in-depth technical information. Visit websphereusergroup.org for user group information and more product information. The IBM Education Assistant consists of self-help modules to get new users up the learning curve quickly. The SR tool is for Passport Advantage clients to open, update, and view PMRs online. And the My Notifications link on all product support pages lets you sign up for weekly email updates for products of interest to you. Now I'm going to turn on the line to our moderator, Joseph. Thank you.
Thank you, Sonali and IT, for a great presentation. At this point in time, Sandra, we would like to open the line for questions.
It looks like we have no questions at this time, sir.
Thank you, Sandra. At this time, we will conclude the presentation.